Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Hi, Brian.
Yay! How you doing, Lottie, the theater lady?
I'm absolutely feeling splendid, and how are you?
I'm so glad to hear that. I'm splendid as well, to steal
it's
your word.
Summer!
It is, and we went and saw this together. Because, you know, I'm reviewing shows now when I can. I've just been so busy. People don't realize how busy I am. Nobody knows. Well, you know. You're starting to get
Yeah, but nobody really cares.
Oh, my God. Right.
But you mention it, but
I should get to see this one with you. And what we'll both be reviewing today
is The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde at Little Lake Theater, running through June 22nd and directed by one of my favorite directors, Art Deacon Sillis.
Mm-hmm, there you go.
Yeah. So, I love Oscar Wilde. And something I thought was really interesting about this show, not necessarily like, ha-ha, wonderful, but this show opened in 1895, which is the same year that Oscar Wilde was imprisoned for being gay. This is when this show opened. And what I love about this show are the themes, you know, that keep recurring, how he really scoffed at Victorian morality and hated the lack of spontaneity and felt like it took all the joy out of life. And he did everything he could with his very, very witty dialogue and quotes to let us know how little he thought of what the Victorian morality was doing to people's lives.
But I just can never buy that the sort of contrived scenario of two women in this play that have a fetish for men named Ernest. That's so preposterous. That's ridiculous.
But at that time, with that whole Victorian morality being Ernest,
I don't think that had anything to do with it.
Well, there was a play on words there. There was the double meaning of the name.
And I get name that, meant. But that's not why they were into the name Ernest. They were just peculiar. And I've always thought that's like so. I just never bought that.
Well, I thought that was the whole point of it. Was how peculiar.
It's peculiar.
The Victorian.
Well, I don't know. Is there a
was.
Name that like turns you on? Like if there was a guy named like you'd be like,
yeah.
What? What's your name? Yeah. Or we can't.
The name is Marvin Gaye.
Oh.
But
or like
kidding.
A first name, Marvin. Does that do it? Like if you're at the checkout that says Marvin, you get like weak in the knees. But he's
no. It has to be Marvin Gaye. But anyway, moving on. The play. So we just discussed the themes, and I don't even know that the plot is so convoluted. Just that two guys have two imaginary friends to keep them from doing things they don't want to do that they feel obligated to do.
Yeah, I could probably use that every now and then.
Yeah, but I would say the themes are still relevant today in this.
Oh, sure. Sure.
And I know one of the people that I really liked as an actor. What's one of the ones you liked?
Okay, well, when you first told me that we were going to see this, I didn't know anything about this, I didn't know the cast, and I said to myself, oh my gosh, I hope Kathleen Regan is playing Lady Bracknell.
Okay.
I hope that, she was available, and B, you know, they cast her. And that was the case. She's one of my favorite actresses to see on stage in Pittsburgh. I don't care who knows it. I'll say it.
Okay.
And I was really looking forward to this.
And she did so well in that role. She was very into it, very believable, and very much Lady Bracknell. Anybody else strike you?
Well, let's hear yours.
Well, she had a pretty small part as the tutor, Miss Prism.
Oh, yeah.
But Mary Meyer has the most wonderful facial expressions. And in a little venue like Little Lake, where you're up close and personal, you can see every little reaction on her face. And she never fails to crack me up.
Yeah, she was good.
It was a small role, but she was really good. But I liked Algernon. The character, or the actor, not the actor, Connor McNellis, that played Algernon, I thought he was so smug and so pompous and so representative of people.
The idol upper class.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
I did.
I thought he was funny.
You know, it's so hard, I think, to separate Oscar Wilde from his work, from
it
his
is.
Words. I mean, I listen to this play, and all I hear is Oscar Wilde in every one of the characters, the men, the ladies. I hear Oscar Wilde. So, because it's so hard to separate Oscar Wilde from his words, I think that men in particular have a tough time with Oscar Wilde plays in the sense that by the end of the play, they still have to be a man that the woman still wants to get at the end of the play and not come off completely foppish, you know?
That's a perfect word for Algernon.
No.
And I remember we walked out of the play. I don't know as much about Oscar Wilde as you do, but when we walked out, I remember saying to you, Algernon was Oscar Wilde. You know,
I think they all
role.
Were.
That's
all
what I mean. You saw it in all of them, but I saw it in him because I thought it was the most over-the-top obvious.
Yeah.
But if you love Oscar Wilde...
Oh, this was delightful.
And the
witty
dialogue. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and it moved fast. You know, there's two intermissions. It's broken up into three acts. Didn't feel long. But the one thing I think I would have liked to have seen a little bit more, and it's absolutely enjoyable evening of theater... It felt to me like somewhere in the last week of rehearsal, somebody said to the cast, pacing, pick it up, come on, pick it up. And then they did it in rehearsal and then still got the note, no, we have more pacing. Because a lot of times it's just like, boom, just charging through that thick, rich wit and dialogue. And you do have to keep a show like this a pace, but I think, you know, when you just are going for speed, you're not acting. And I think a lot of opportunities were missed because it was just clocking, which I think to an extent is good, but you've got to find a decent balance before that, you know. And it lacked subtlety, too, because it was just shoom. But the good news is, yeah, it moved, you know.
Yeah,
we weren't
bored. Did not drag, not for 1 minute.
And yeah, I think that Art, who directed it, you know, has a really good sense of, you know, that sort of period comedy.
Oh,
and, you know,
sure.
Those rhythms and things. But yeah, I just like see a little more subtlety and variances in the, you know, comedic delivery. But certainly a fine treatment of Oscar Wilde and a fun night out. We had a good time.
Yes, indeed. Cheers.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.